Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Class, I just got an email from Pat Guadagno, and he spells his name G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O. Pat, P-A-T, first name, as in Patrick. Patrick, G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O. And he is a USA Prepares instructor. He was my boyfriend when I was growing up as a very young person. And he's been on the air with us. And, you know, I can say boyfriend. I mean, that name's been hijacked. You know, boys that were friends were boyfriends, and girls that were friends were girlfriends. That's all been hijacked. So in the old traditional use of the term, we were, you know, boyhood friends. And he is performing at the Belmar, New Jersey Arts Center, Saturday, April 29th. And it's called Bob Fest, as in remembering Bob Dylan's 82nd birthday. Okay, so there's 25 years that Pat Guadagno and friends have been doing Bob Fest. And it's this is Saturday, April 29th at the Belmar Arts Center in Belmar, New Jersey. And it's Pat Guadagno and Tired Horses and Steve Forbert. I will not be able to go, but if you'd like to, just look up Pat Guadagno, and you can buy tickets. And if you happen to see him in person and walk up to him, tell him that his boyfriend, Vin Fennelli, said hello. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. I can't believe there's so much news on flooding lately, at least out here.
Yeah, flooding out west, flooding in Florida. And that was one of the things that was really, really important to discuss. And that is, there are people who are driving vehicles through 8-10 inches of water, sometimes more. And, Greg, when that happens in a city, you can't see the manhole covers, the storm drain covers. You can't see them. And if you and they pop open from the water pressure from under the streets. And when that happens, if you drive into one of those, it will swallow your wheel. And it will do so much damage that it will cost thousands and thousands of dollars to repair the bent frame, the bent unibody construction, the bent steering and suspension parts. It's unbelievable. But people are driving through it as if it's just, you know, an inch deep. And you can't tell. In a lot of cases, you can't tell whether water's an inch deep or 5 feet deep. And the proof of that is right down the road from us, within a couple miles of our house, probably less, there was a low water bridge. And there were a bunch of young people in a vehicle around midnight coming back from the big city, Springfield, Missouri, to our little hamlet about 60 miles away. And they were going over this low water bridge, and it was flooded, about 5 feet of water. The water swept the car downstream, and two of them died. Absolutely true.
Yeah, they had that. They had a van full of a family a few years back in northern Arizona, southern Utah. Family full of people, the same thing, drove through it, and just the whole family drowned. You know, it's really difficult to tell the depth and the current of water. And to drive through it is just absolute suicide. That's one of the things I learned when I was began storm chasing is you don't drive through water, running water, turn and live. And people just can't get that through there. They think because they got a four-wheel drive or a big van that they can push right through it. And what they don't realize is there's a big chunk of asphalt that's washed out along with some roadway. And the next thing you know, they're fighting for survival. Yeah, go ahead.
Back in the 1930s, I learned this from a really bright guy. They had a lot of flooding. There were times and places that had flooding in. And what people did with those old cars, now these are cars from maybe the 20s, maybe the 30s, and they had the equivalent of spoke wheels. So these are real thin tires, narrow tires, tall wheels, and lots of airspace between the hub and the rim of the wheel. Okay, and when they went across a stream or a creek that had running water in it, if the water was really high, and then, now these vehicles were way higher than these new, I don't know what you even call them, these cars, these light-duty cars that Chevrolet and Ford make and other companies make, they're really low to the ground. But these tall, old vehicles, what the drivers would do, believe it or not, class, they would literally, if the water was high enough to reach the floorboards, they would open the driver's door and the passenger door. And they would go very, very slowly through the water so that the water would run underneath the vehicle and through the vehicle. You know, if they absolutely had to get across.
Yeah, and the reason they did that is so they didn't end up like a boat.
That's correct.
And float down the river.
Now, today... And I was thinking about this. I'm so glad you mentioned this, Craig. If you take your vehicle in a saltwater area, let's say Florida, and the waves are rushing up and the waves mix with fresh water, and you happen to drive your vehicle through salty water, even diluted ocean water, what will happen is the connectors for the wiring harness will become wet with salt water, and they will start corroding as soon as they dry off, which could be tomorrow. And they will continue to corrode and corrode and corrode until the connections don't work anymore. And these are connections to the transmission, transmissions to the engine, transmissions to the shifting mechanism, the electronic computer and the shifting system, the Hall effect sensors that determine how fast each wheel is rotating, that in turn impacts the braking system. So all of the systems can be impacted by someone who drives through water. And they probably don't think about tomorrow when they approach this water. And then you've got the morons in front of them leading the way as if it's okay. Then you've got the morons behind you pushing you forward, and it's a mess. It's really hard to get out of that situation. So if rain is coming, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of rain, don't go. Don't get out in your vehicle. And if you have property where there's a lot of rain and rainfall, it should be property that has an elevation so that the rainfall goes downhill. And that's what we did. People, when we built our house, people said, well, why should you build your house? Such a nice to look at house. Why did you build it where nobody can see it? Why did you build it way back there? Because we built it on the hill. So that exactly what I mentioned would happen. Water would run downhill, not into our house. Greg?
Yeah. You know, there's something else that I've got to consider, too. When people drive through water, the breather valve on their axle, their differential, and even their bearings, if they, you know, there's a little leak in there, they can get that salt water or water inside, which will destroy their bearings and will destroy the gears and just cause all kinds of havoc.
Greg, you just mentioned something. I don't think anyone has ever talked about that on the radio, something that you just said. And that is this breather valve. Class, this is an interesting thing. So if you have a straight axle, and what that means is you have an axle tube you have in the rear of a vehicle, like a rear-wheel drive vehicle, and like a pickup truck, and you have the pumpkin, which is where the differential gears are in the center of the axle. The axle fluid, the lubricant, the gear oil, if you will, gets hot just through the use of the gears and the bearings and just when they rotate. So to relieve that pressure, there is a valve that lets the excess pressure escape rather than blow out the seals that are at the end of the axles where the brakes are. That valve, when it's open, can let water in. So if you're driving through water, you can pretty well be sure that if the water's high enough, it will get into that valve, it'll get into the differential, and it will destroy the rear end gears of your vehicle. And if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, you win the lottery twice. You get the front axle destroyed and the rear axle destroyed. Absolutely true. And I don't think I've heard anybody mention that on the radio, Greg. Well done.
Yeah, that's amazing, but I've seen damage that it does, and it's a serious thing. I mean, this is something that you could lose your life over if you're not careful. To have that thing fall apart while you're running down the road.
And we're talking thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. You know, if you have a relatively new truck and you've got to get a new differential rear axle, you know, parts and labor could be $4,000 or $5,000. Literally. And so that brings up another point, Greg. And that is, if you're going to buy a used vehicle, and this is a lesson in 5-Minute University, if you're going to buy a used vehicle, one thing that you want to know about is, has the vehicle been in a flood? And how do you find out? I mean, if you want to know absolutely for sure, because these vehicles are meticulously cleaned by people who detail the vehicles to make sure that you can't find that out. So here's what you do. If you're really serious and you're working with the a private seller, you can say, has it been in a, you know, in flood damage? No. So you're sure of that? Absolutely sure. Okay, good. So you won't mind if I take these two Phillips screws out that hold the threshold. Now that's the part that your heels and the bottoms of your shoes hit when you get in the driver's seat. That's that aluminum, shiny aluminum plate that is protecting the carpet, the transition from the carpeting on the floor to the rocker panels. So there's two, maybe three Phillips screws there. You take them out. You lift up that plate, and then you'll be able to just lift up the carpet. And if you see silt from flood residue under there, you know that that vehicle has been in a flood, at least as high as the floor. Any comments, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. These are things that you and I would think about, but most people, that doesn't even cross their mind. When inspecting a vehicle for purchase.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's another lesson that I want to teach you. It'll be like 30 seconds. And when I used to buy townhouses and apartment buildings, the realtor would show me them, and I would be able to tell within a year, plus or minus 1 year, when that building was built. And that absolutely flabbergasted the real estate agent.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Greg Lesher is with us in Utah. And his website is Real Water Independence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to find his books and relating to water. You'll be able to find out a little bit more about Greg and what he's up to. And he's a really bright, bright, innovative, energetic guy. Every time I talk to him, he's moving. He is working. He's nonstop. And absolutely true. RealWaterIndependence.com. And I have one little thing about the campground I'd like to tell you. So if you go to any search engine, and probably DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com would be a choice that might be better. And you type in natural space farms space campground. Natural farms campground. Three words. In a search engine. Here's what you'll come up with. First result. And this is our farm. This is our campground. Here's what it says. Natural Farms, 241 acres is unique in the world of camping, serenity, fun, and educational. Almost 1 million square feet are dedicated to camping. A private campground on an all-natural cattle farm. Settled 6 years before the Civil War, the farm has remained natural. No pesticides, insecticides, nor commercial fertilizer. That's what the blurb is about Natural Farm. So you can find us, and we're gonna turn on the reservations very, very soon. Maybe within a week. Greg, about the real estate agent. When I used to buy properties for rehabilitating and renting, you know, I buy a house or a townhouse or an apartment building, and it would need lots of work, and I would do all the work myself. I'm talking about rip out the kitchens and, you know, plywood, I'm sorry, cabinets, sheetrock, plumbing, heating, electrical, all those kinds of things, roofing. And so the real estate agent just couldn't believe that I knew within maybe 2 or 3 minutes of seeing a property for the first time that I knew when it was built, the year it was built. It's absolutely stunned. And here's the secret, class. This is a 5-minute university, 30-second lesson. You go in the bathroom. And you go over where the toilet is, and you lift up the toilet tank lid. And you look inside the toilet tank, and there's a date. And here's what happens. All the toilets are stamped in the porcelain on the inside of the toilet tank, where you can read it, the date of manufacture, the year. So if you look there, and it says, you know, 1921, you can be darn sure that they put a new toilet in that building in 1921. They didn't go out and scrounge up used toilets. And the same thing, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, all the way up to today. The same thing applies. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah. You know, it seems like today things are untraceable, untrackable. Well, was this really inspected? Was it not? I'll buy products and they just don't work. Something's wrong. I return them immediately, and they'll say, "Well, you know, you're not. We don't do returns here." And I said, "No, wait a minute. I always stop and stop. I just bought this yesterday. It doesn't work. You do returns here because I've got 90 days in this state to return something for a full refund." And they will take it in, and they'll go ahead and give me back the return or give me the new product. But you got to be on top of them about this, because you'll notice, well, they'll say, "Oh, there's a card in there, and you're supposed to call these people for returns." And they say, you know, usually most states have laws in place where if you buy a piece of junk and it doesn't work, they have to take it back immediately. So just be aware of that.
And there's another thing. Greg's right.
Go ahead.
Greg is right. So you buy a hot water heater, and there's a label on the front of it. It's real big. It says, "Don't return this to the place you bought it. Call this number. Call this 800 number." That's what happens when you buy a hot water heater. Because the company that sold it to you, whether, you know, the big box store, they don't know anything about hot water heaters. And they don't want them back. They would have a warehouse full of leaking, busted, broken hot water heaters. Absolutely true. Greg, you're right. So, class, you do need to know your rights. And even if you don't know your rights, you can be forceful, polite, and forceful, as if you do know your rights. And they'll probably back down and you'll win.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law last night, just hours after the bill passed the Florida legislature.
Favoring the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Showing 5 hands, the clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote.
The new law expands protections to unborn children, giving them full rights to life once a fetal heartbeat is detected. It also provides funding to help mothers across the Sunshine State. Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, has been arrested and is accused of leaking highly classified documents on Ukraine and dozens of other topics. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesh is with us. Greg, please bear with me for just a second.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
So what was that? Class, I called the phone company, Brightspeed, and I said, I'm having a problem with my phone. It's been going on since February. And I said, you know, I can explain this to you, but I can't make calls. I can make some calls, but I can't make all the calls. I can't call the bank. I can't call the veterinarian. I can't call customers back. I can't make local phone calls, and I can't make some long-distance phone calls. But some I can, and some I can't. I just don't know what I can and can't make. And it's a real problem for me because I have a farm, and I'm trying to conduct business, and I'm trying to call people that I need to call, and it's costing me money. So instead of me explaining this to you and having you test the line and all that. It's been going on since February. Check your records, and let me just play this for you. And what I did was I said, I'm going to call the bank right now. So I used Magic Jack to call the phone company, okay? The only way I can make outgoing phone calls and reliably now is with Magic Jack. So over the same telephone copper wires, I can use Magic Jack with voice over IP. So I just did exactly what you heard. And I played that for the customer service representative. And she said, I can see this has been going on for a long time. It's got to be frustrating. I said, yeah, it really is frustrating. And my thought is that if I ask you for a month's credit every month, somebody's going to say, what in the heck is going on with Finelli? Why are you giving him all these credits? And then when they look through the record, they'll say, he placed a call, and for technical support, they keep saying that it's fixed, it's not fixed. He proved it to me, and we're giving him a month's credit. That's what you have to do, class, you know, without yelling and screaming. As a matter of fact, I got a compliment from the Brightspeed customer service representative. She said, you know, you are really calm for someone who's had this problem for so long. And I said, well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And so that's how you do it, class. That's how you do it. And you actually prove your case, in, you know, instead of just ranting and raving so many Facebook-type people would, just very calmly explain your case and prove it. It's as simple as that. Our son bought some grapes at Aldi, and they were disgusting. They looked okay on the outside, and one bite, and they were mealy on the inside, but they were firm. There's something wrong with the growing of these grapes. So I said, if you're going back to the big city, can you return these? Now, Aldi's has a double warranty. So, for example, they'll give you your money back and they'll give you a replacement product. Well, I said, don't come back with green grapes, please. We don't want more of the same. So, if you don't mind, would you get some red grapes? So, the red grapes were, you know, 20 cents more a pound, something like that. And he came back with the red grapes because he said to the guy, no, the red grapes are more expensive. And the Aldi salesperson said, it's okay, it's close enough. And so we got red grapes. But don't you be the fool. Don't you be duped by defective products. Take a stand. And eventually, the sellers, the resellers, will be going back to the manufacturers or saying, you know what, we can't buy any more of your grapes because they're lousy. Customers are complaining about them. And we have rotten grapes in the dumpster. And we don't want any more. It brings flies. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. You know, Vincent, I've been thinking about your, and, you know, and I tend to do a lot of thinking about things like this, but I was thinking about your problem with the phone company. And what I would suggest is that you tell the phone company, number one, I can only make, let's say 10% of my calls. Therefore, I am paying full price for this phone bill. I want an 80%, 90% discount every month until this problem is solved. And I would demand that.
Well, Greg, I'm getting 100%.
Oh, there
I'm
you
literally,
go.
I'm literally getting 100%.
I knew you would be on top of that.
Well, and the next thing, I haven't said it yet, but I'm going to have to go to the Public Utilities Commission and say, look, you know, this is defective. Now, if you talk to the people in the know, they'll tell you what it is. They'll say that, you know, they're now buying the cheapest equipment they can find. They're not buying quality equipment, you know, at the telco. What is it? I think it's a combination of a couple things. I think it's substandard equipment, you know, network switching equipment, that kind of thing, telephone switching gear. I think it is a lack of knowledge to fix the system. You know, they're bringing in experts. They're bringing in experts from all the way from New York City to fix this problem. And no one seems to know how to do it. I don't quite understand that. Because if you think about when we had the Bell system, you know, Bell Telephone Company, Everything they did was first class. I mean everything. The telephone sets that sat on the desk. I mean, you could use the handheld receiver part as a hammer. I mean, it was tough, 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 and it lasted 30, 40, 50 years. Not the case anymore, right? The telephone equipment doesn't last very long. The batteries don't last very long. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, the quality, the durability, and the life expectancy of equipment. So even the switching gear doesn't last very long. But the telephone company used to have 99.99997% uptime reliability. Best in the world. That's what we used to have. Now calls drop. Now calls drop. We have cell phones, and if you get through the whole phone call without a problem, that, you know, you've won the lottery, right?
Yeah. Dropping calls is... I've been in areas with... far. No. Yeah, amazing.
You know, I don't know if the whole class heard that, but at my end, you just dropped out while you were saying, while you were talking about that. I don't know if the whole class heard it, but I you know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, and I'm looking at it. It's not on my end. It's not on my end. It's on your end, Greg.
Yeah, it my call. It faded off and then dropped out, but I should be able to. But anyway, I wanted to talk on that subject of the desalination of water. The CEO I've been working with, is my CEO, and a lot of research. And this, here's some facts you might want to know about reverse osmosis. 3 to 80% of the water is wasted. When I say three, well, you know, you've got some pretty clean home use systems that don't, the water to begin with is not that, there's not that much garbage. But they're in high end cost. 80%. Now, how does that go? 80% of the water being wasted. How does that go for a water shortage?
Greg, I'm stunned with the numbers that you just mentioned, because my research years ago, and this is maybe 15 years ago, 80% or 90% of the water through a reverse osmosis filtering system was rejected. So you put 10 gallons in, you get 1 or 2 gallons out. I mean, useful water, 1 or 2 gallons. Those were the numbers that I read. Has that changed?
No. I'd say you're right. You're right. 90%. This was just an article that I... Yeah, this was just an article that I... one of the first articles that I read on it. I was shown that, and I was thinking, this is just unacceptable. And not only that, the rejected water does damage the environment, but and let me give you an idea of what the costs are to operate the flat-top solar electric steel. In 25 years, you'll spend $1,200. I'm giving it a 25-year shelf life. 2 gallons an hour. Okay. Zero water wasted. And if you're worried about the minerals, you want the minerals back in, well, just take a little pinch of the minerals that you just took out and into your water. Or, you know, or heat health. But, Zero, 1 cent a gallon. There's nothing that comes close to it. We're finding this out. And frankly, once this technology gets into the limelight, there's no stopping it. I suggest anybody that is concerned about their water, they need to reuse their water. They're being cut off by Biden in the Colorado River, taking water rights from people in states. This is happening right now. You might want to build one of these units for yourself. called the solar. It's called the flat top solar electric still. Like Vincent said, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it off my website at realwaterindependence.com. But it's a serious issue right now. Water is a serious issue. If you have flooding, you've got bad water. Why? Because usually the flooding around where the water is picks up the septic systems and fills them up, and guess what's leaking into the water that's flooded? Sewage. You don't have enough water, or you have water that is considered unusable. They've got 30 feet of groundwater in Las Vegas that is considered unusable, and then they have no solution. But I'm telling you what, well, you've got the solution. You can have it yourself. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, as you were mentioning that, I was thinking about things that people have in the garages. Okay, so let's consider a garage maybe in Florida, you know, where there's flooding right now, or in California where there's been flooding and still is flooding. So you think about people's garages, and what do they have? Well, they've got one of those 5-gallon gasoline, red gasoline containers. It may have, you know, maybe partially full, it may be empty, it may be completely full. But typically it's got about 2.5 gallons of gasoline on average in there. If they have two of them, they've got 5 gallons on average of gasoline there. Then they have things like engine degreaser, and they have grease and oil, and they've got their lawnmower, you know, their walk-behind lawnmower and their weed whacker, and they have gas mixed with oil in the, except for California where two-cycle engines are banned, but they've got gasoline in the gas tanks, oil in the engine, or gas oil mix if it's a two-cycle engine. Then they've got the walk behind mower with gasoline and oil, and then they've got the greases, and then they've got their weed and feed, you know, that's too dangerous to handle, but it's good to put on the lawn, right? And so all of these things, when there's flooding and the shelf falls down and all these containers go floating away and mixing with the surface water that is soon to become groundwater or creek water or river water to poison everything that it comes into contact with. Think about that.
No wonder why I have a high cancer level.
And then you get to drink it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. So what Greg's talking about is distillation, which will purify all of that.
Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesch is with us. Class, he's an innovator and a water innovator. And Greg, I was having a chat with Kyle on the phone yesterday. And I said, Kyle, I'm paraphrasing, class. I am dumbfounded. I just can't get over how there are broadcasters who are on the air who portray people who know what they're doing. They don't necessarily know what they're doing. They hire people to do things for them, and then they talk about how they have hired someone to do it. And yet the audience believes these people who don't know how to do it. I'm talking about don't rebuild their own engines. Don't do their own plumbing, heating, and electrical and roofing. Don't
leading the blind.
Don't raise animals. But yet these people, there are many, many of them who have enormous chinks in their armor, and I know this for sure because I've met some of them. And the ones I'm talking about, I've met with the chinks in their armor. And yet the audience will believe them and not believe us. It is stunning to me because no one has ever called into USA Preparers and stumped us. It has never happened where someone says, y'all know how to fix or repair. And we never say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll have our plumber on. Or we always have an answer. Because we do the things that we talk about. And yet people will follow blindly the advice of people who have not done it because they have a microphone. I am stunned. And I'm stunned at another thing, that these same people who broadcast, who don't know much about how to do things, beg for money and they get it. They literally get money. And here's what Kyle said. He said, Vinny, we are passionate about what we say, and things bother us, and our emotions come through, just as my emotions are coming through right now. And these other people are monotone, and they don't show emotion at all. And because of that, people believe what they say. And he hit the nail right on the head.
You know, Vincent, I need to get this dire warning out to people because I've seen some videos on it and they've shown what they're going to do. They're going to start putting mRNA gene therapy in our vegetables and in our food. That includes bananas, tomatoes, lettuce. And literally, you can't wash it off the way they're doing it. They are bringing it in with the water. So what I would suggest is people need to start growing their own food or grow from a reputable buyer or a beef grower like Vincent, who won't inject and cuts it up himself rather than takes it to someone who knows what happens to it, or even if you get the right cow back that you took in. But let me tell you a little something about water, distilled water. When you're watering your plants, the first thing that the water wants to do, new water, is bond to something. It wants to bond. So it bonds to the minerals in your good soil and takes it to the plant. Which with anything. It's taking whatever's in it with it. Now, this same principle they're using with this mRNA technology. They're sucking up the water, the mRNA, into the plant itself. So if you want children, if you want grandchildren, you need to do something different. You need to do it right now. Back to you, Vincent.
You're right on the money, Greg. I believe that the number is 4.5 years that the life expectancy has gone down for people who are living in New York City. This is something that has not been happening. Life expectancy has been going up and up and up. And years ago, there were the alleged experts who were saying that, you know, people who are alive today will be alive for 1,000 years. Well, life expectancy is going down because of the manipulation of our food, of our water, of our air, of our environment, electromagnetic frequencies, negative ones. Really serious things that we're doing to ourselves. And it's clear to me that we are going to go down with a whimper. Unless Joe does one more dumb thing that sparks the second shooting American Revolution combined with the second American Civil War. Now, I believe it's simmering. And if you look at what happened with Bud Light, if you look how they lost $6 billion worth of market valuation, the people who own the corporation that manufactures Bud Light beer, because of their embracing of these transgender types, they lost $6 billion in 6 days. People are now revolting, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that they're boycotting Bud Light and all of the other products from that particular brewing company. And we should do that with all the companies that embrace this absolute insanity. Greg, you've been right on the money. I appreciate you being with us in class on Fridays. I really do. Thank you for your dedication. See you next Friday.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.